This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tanzania officials say at least 100 people are dead after a passenger ferry capsized on Lake Victoria Thursday afternoon, and the search for survivors continues this Friday. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
Initial estimates show there were more than 300 people on board. The local district commissioner took part in the immediate rescue effort.
We are here to do a rescue so that if there are any alive, with God's help, we rescue them. As for those who have died, we'll get them out too. For now, we are concentrating on the rescue operation, though. As you can see, specialists have arrived.
The ferry sank just metres from the dock on Lake Victoria's biggest island.
Reuters' Anna Bevan. China has called on the United States to withdraw sanctions it imposed on Chinese military agencies for buying Russian weapons or bear the consequences. Speaking to reporters Friday, Foreign Ministry spokesman Jing Shong said that Beijing had lodged an official protest with the United States. Russia also reacted Friday with Deputy Foreign Minister warning the U.S. against playing with fire. The U.S. imposed the sanctions Thursday on a Chinese military agency for buying Russian weaponry in violation of U.S. sanctions on Russia. The State Department said it would immediately penalize a unit of the Chinese military that oversees a country's defensive technology for executing transactions. The United States is prepared to go on the offensive in cyberspace. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I think it is important that our adversaries know it and that publics know that our adversaries know it, is we have authorized offensive cyber operations.
Officials warn Russia and other adversaries like China, Iran, and North Korea may seek to use cyber means to interfere in the U.S. election in November. This is VOA News. Under the